This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Bored of too many ads and dull, meaningless chat? We've got neither. Joy Drive, smart, fun radio.
On Sunday, there was a lot of social media chat about this year's 66th annual Global Grammy Awards, not global, it was global conversation, but it was the annual Grammy Awards, not only for Kylie winning her second Grammy for Best Pop Dance Recording of her global hit Padam Padam, but for a very awkward on-screen moment between five-time Grammy winner Celine Dion and Taylor Swift. It came right after this announcement by Celine Dion. Let's have a listen.
And the Grammy goes to Taylor Swift.
All I want to do is keep doing this. So thank you so much for giving me the opportunity.
Now, what happened and why did it provoke a reaction?
Gender, sexuality and pop culture. There isn't much Lauren Rosewarne doesn't know. And if she doesn't, we'll make it up.
Hey, Lauren, good afternoon.
Hello, Con. Thanks for having me.
Now, my brain is short-circuiting. What happened?
So we need to get our heads around the unique character that Taylor Swift is. And I say unique because few artists seem to provoke people as much as she does. So there has been a backlash that there are people who feel Taylor Swift didn't make proper eye contact with Celine Dion and didn't thank her in her Album of the Year speech. And this has led to a big backlash with people online saying, well, this is what we always thought about her. She's selfish, yada, yada, yada. Versus other people who have said, well, she can't embrace Celine Dion because Celine Dion has the stiff person syndrome and that she was respectfully keeping her distance and that if you see other camera angles that pull back a little bit further, she actually does look at her and mouth a thank you to her. She just doesn't do it in front of the microphone.
Is this us projecting what we really think Taylor Swift is like rather than what was probably just maybe a natural kind of, oh, I'm so excited to be up here. I forgot to say hello. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I put yourself in that situation. I suppose we all can't be Taylor Swift. But I'm thinking, what's your read on it? Do you actually think it is kind of genuine, well, that's Taylor for you, and it's like that's what we're going to think she is, or just, I don't know.
I guess I've always been quite neutral in the sense I don't care one way or the other about her as a person. Yep. You know, I don't love her and I don't hate her. I just think of her in the way I think of lots of artists that I'm indifferent to. Yep. But it seems I am quite fascinated by the fact that both her fans and the ones who hate her seem to read a lot into everything she does. And this obsession that her own fans have got in reading, for example, subtext into things, you know, that if she sends out a certain tweet, that must mean 27 other things. It's kind of very much crystal ball astrology type thing, which she absolutely plays into. She is known, perhaps more than any other artist, of dropping Easter eggs. So I think she's kind of trained her audience and her fan base in feeling like they do have a secret communication going on. The other sort of haters, though, I think they're looking for any kind of reason to hate her. And I think this just adds to that. And I think kind of like, I think in politics, where if you love the person, you rationalized everything that they do. It's perfect. It's wonderful. It's, you know, part of a grand plan. If you hate them, this is yet another thing that they do that drives you crazy and you know, demonstrates that they're just a jerk.
I think I was trying to sort of, when I knew we were going to chat about this, I thought, jump online, have a little bit of a look at it and think to myself, that looked awkward. And poor Celia, I know we sort of are aware of what she's experiencing at the moment with her health, but surely there would be like a little kind of gentle kind of like, oh, thank you. And then let's move to the microphone and hold this trophy in my hand and sort of say the things I'm going to say. Because afterwards there was a picture that was posted. I don't know whether it was some publicist realizing what had happened, but you see the two of them together in this wonderful photo that was then sent out. Sent a missive out to all Taylor Swift's fans and not so fans.
So some people are suggesting one of the other ingredients that we have to factor into this story is her surprise about winning. Now, whether that's true or not, I don't know what's going on in her head. Did she think I was going to win Album of the Year or not? If she didn't think she had a chance, again, weird, given her position in music at the moment, weird, but nonetheless, if she was truly shocked, perhaps this is an overwhelming moment. If we read it like that, then it's very much similar to, you know, people who win an Academy Award get up there and forget to thank their spouse. And that becomes quite controversial and people like to read stuff into it when in fact it's just that I missed the most obvious thing. Kind of like, I don't know, as a writer, I often miss the typo, for example, in the headline because it's just too obvious.
We're chatting with Associate Professor Lauren Rosewarne from the University of Melbourne about what happened in the 66th Annual Grammy Awards, particularly with Taylor Swift and Celine Dion. Now, I want to throw something in there, Lauren. Surely people are going to compare that moment with another moment that happened that evening.
Yes.
And I've got a bit of a sound clip for this. When Mariah presented Miley Cyrus the award. Let's have a listen to this.
And the Grammy goes to... Flowers, Miley Cyrus. This MC is going to stand by this MC for this because this is just too iconic. Oh my God, I just got stuck in the rain and traffic and thought I was going to miss this moment. And I could have missed the award, that's fine, but not Mariah Carey.
Now, I think that's what people wanted to have, Taylor Swift with Celine Dion moment. And then obviously Miley Cyrus does what she does so well.
Yeah, look, but they're, again, very different personalities.
Yes.
I think we have to make that point.
Yep.
I think Taylor's popularity is, or Taylor as though we're friends, her popularity is very much connected to the fact she seems accessible to people. Whereas Miley Cyrus has not only more of the gift of the gab, a bit more of a sassy personality, making a joke about not wearing underwear. Yep. Taylor Swift cannot get away with doing that. Mm. And I think that they caught very different audiences. Taylor Swift's audience, I suspect, skews a little bit younger. But look, and this is part of this other aspect of the controversy of the Grammys, which I saw a tweet that responded to Taylor's album announcement at the Academy Awards. Sorry, at the Grammys. Yep. And this was likened to if you propose to your partner at someone else's wedding. In the sense that doing your album announcement now makes the entire night and the ensuing discourse for the next week about you.
Yeah.
In fact, it didn't really play out that way. I certainly have seen more attention given to Tracy Chapman's performance than Taylor Swift's announcement of her album. But then I'm not part of the Swifty social media network. So I imagine it's a little different for them. But that act of announcing your album on a night that is supposed to be shared did not go down well with detractors who already hate her. Fans loved it because they've been waiting 2 years for this, but people who don't like her felt that that's a very selfish move.
Oh, okay. So it's another sort of minus is going into the box of what we think of.
Well, it's a damned if you do, isn't
it?
It's,
I know it is.
Can she win? In the sense that if you already have these feelings, I'm just not sure that either the Celine Dion handling of that situation or the album announcement will sway. It's kind of like with politicians, you know, if Trump does this one more thing, will it change the balance? No, people have made up their minds about figures who are very high profile, such as Taylor Swift. I'm not sure little infractions like this will make a difference one way or the other. And in fact, her fans, that's a gift to them. It won't be viewed negatively.
Gosh, it makes me wonder, why do we really care about these things when they happen? But I suppose it's something gives us to talk about, because then we sort of like lean into the conversation, well, is this the kind of person of what she's trying to portray herself to be, or really is this just a business-minded person who's just driven by a different motive? And obviously there's going to be one person in both camps who's going to sort of say yes, no, or people in between. I don't know.
And look, my whole interest in pop culture as an academic is very much what does it tell us about our society?
Yeah.
That these things don't just happen in terms of isolated episodes, but rather they're quite revealing. And I think in this situation, it's revealing about, you know, yes, the impact of social media in terms of individual branding, but also just how polarized we are about things that in the scheme of things do not matter. Why are people spending hours online to defend or detract or, you know, criticize Taylor Swift online? Who's doing this? Why are adults that impassioned about her? I find that as a social scientist completely fascinating.
Well, Lauren, I really like when you open up and you sort of share what's in your mind. Thank you so much for joining me on Joy Drive.
Thanks for having me, Con. Cheers.
That's Associate Professor Lauren Rose-Warne from the University of Melbourne. And I thought, why not celebrate Celine?
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app, no matter where you are.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.